Oh, yes, it is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here on 1310 WIBA. Our phone lines, they are open for you right now. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, all you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial, their separate divisions, you can also get to know the team, the folks at Kloss Financial. You can learn also a little bit about some of the folks that they work with, kind of break down by the numbers. And a cool thing, if you scroll down towards the bottom, you see an envelope. It says Stay Current. That's where you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter that's available to you at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. That Market Pulse newsletter has got a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available to you at Kloss Financial. Speaking of things available to you also, that phone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And the number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. As mentioned, joined by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really good. Great to talk with you. Malia, how are you doing? Staying dry?
Very, very good. And yes, it's like every other minute, it's a different type of season here, isn't it?
It is. It is. Looks like some beautiful days ahead. You got plans for Mother's Day?
No, but I'm sure my kids will find a way to reach out to me because they're great kids. Yeah. They always figure it out.
Well, you enjoy the day. And we've got a great, we're going to talk about something. Pensions? Those are a thing. Huh?
Well, not for you.
No,
not for you.
Definitely not. We're going to talk about for folks who do receive pensions and some of the things to understand about some choices and some very important decisions to be made with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. You know, we have way too much fun on this show. As mentioned, the phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Speaking of fun things we do on the program every week, the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. Our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Best Buy for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Listen close to the program. Most times, just about every time, the question and answer come up during the program. We'll tell you a little bit about how you can win that $25 gift card to Best Buy a little bit later on in the program. And before we talk about pensions and some of the choices around them, let's actually take a look back at last week's program and get the question and the answer from the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week.
Yeah, so last week we discussed required minimum distributions. So if your ears are perking up and you are approaching or have become the age 73, you should probably listen back to that show. So our question followed suit. It was, is it okay to withdraw more than the required minimum minimum amount from your IRAs each year? And the answer was true. You can always withdraw more than required. Allison of Madison was the first to respond correctly, so congratulations to her. Listen carefully to today's question.
That's a great win there for Allison, and you two can be like, Allison, listen closely. By the way, also, if you missed any part of last week's program or you want to listen back or share it, of course, you can always head over to klossfinancial.com, sign up not only for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, but also subscribe to the podcast right at klossfinancial.com. So today we're going to be talking about some of the possible choices around pensions, and if we're entitled to get one of those, what should we be aware of before making that choice, CJ?
Yeah, good question. So the landscape on the number of retirees who receive pensions has changed quite a bit in the last four decades. So here's a little background on retirement plans for employers. Typically, they're divided into two types, defined benefit plans and defined contribution plans. In some cases, employers of private industry workers and state and local government workers have access to both defined benefit and defined contribution plans. As a matter of fact, 12% of private industry workers and 34% of state and local government workers had access to these defined defined benefit plans in 2022. Now, a pension is just one of many types of retirement plans. Defined benefit plans, also known as pensions, provide employees with guaranteed retirement benefits based on a formula. A participant's retirement age, length of service, and earnings before retirement may affect the benefits that you receive. Now, for example, if your employer promises to pay you, say, $3,000 per month after you reach age 65, that would be a defined benefit pension plan. Your employer made a promise to pay you a certain amount of income in retirement, which is why they call it defined benefit. When people use the word pension, they're almost always referring to a defined benefit plan. Where this can get confusing for people is when they say, well, I thought I had a defined benefit pension, but they also offered me a lump sum at the end. So that doesn't mean you don't have a pension. It just means that particular pension might offer a lump sum instead of just a monthly income stream. So according to the Bureau of Labor, defined benefit plans were more prevalent for state and local government workers in 2022, whereas defined contribution plans were more prevalent for private industry workers. Only 15% of private industry workers had access to a pension plan, compared with 86% of state and local government workers. So there you go. There's some background.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website and resource. Telephone number for Kloss Financial office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to join us this morning, love to get your call, 608-321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Again, the station number 608-321-1310. Let's get a little history, a little background, CJ, on pensions here in the United States.
Yeah, to your point, Sean, a little history. In the 1980s, roughly 38% of workers had a pension. But as of 2022, only about 21% of Americans who are retiring have access to a pension plan. Now, some of you are going, wait, I thought you said it was 15% before and then 86% for federal and local. Depends what we're talking about. Are we talking about access as a new employee, or are we talking about people retiring with them? So all you really need to know is the following. State and local government workers tend to have access to pension plans, whereas private employees don't have access to them as much. Now, of course, people say, well, why is this happening? Why is there a trend towards having less access to pension plans in the private sector? And one of the biggest reasons is the substantial risk that they bring to an employer. For obvious reasons, making a promise to pay a worker a large sum of money after they retire, which could be 35 years from today, is a very risky thing to do, especially if you are doing that for a promised amount over an unknown period of time, right? So think of it in terms of your 401k. Not a big deal for an employer to say, hey, we'll put $2,000 a month into your 401k plan for you, and then when you leave, goodbye, we'll kick you out the door and take your money, kind of a thing. There's not an unknown risk there. They have a very clear risk pool. You decide how you want to invest it, and when you leave, it's yours. Conversely, a pension plan, you're pooling risk with a bunch of people. They retire, you're paying them a dollar amount for an unknown period of time. If they're alive till 110, you know, I'm sure you're happy as an employer being like, God bless you, you lived a long time, but you're really screwing up our pension here. So you get the idea. These pension plans are becoming less common, primarily because they are such a drag on the employer from a profitability standpoint in the future. Now, pensions will remain relatively common in the public sector, as most full-time state and local government workers are enrolled in a defined benefit retirement plan. If your employer offers to put $5,000 into your 401k every year, again, that would be a defined contribution plan, not a defined benefit pension plan. And don't forget about employers that you may have had a long time ago where you might still have an old pension or an old 401k plan. As a matter of fact, when we meet with people off this show or referrals or whatever it might be, one of the most common items we run into is 2, 3, 4, 5 old retirement plans sitting in old accounts where statements aren't being received, don't know exact values, don't know if it's pre-tax or Roth, don't know if it's defined benefit or defined contribution. And I just can't stress enough, nobody can help you if you don't know what you have, right? And so the point being, maybe one of the first steps is to, you know, bring together all those statements, sit down with somebody who can make heads or tails of it all, and then kind of run a projection for you so you know what to expect.
Really nice conversation this week. Of course, CJ helped me kind of understand a little bit of the background of defined benefit plans and defined contribution plans, a little bit about the history when it comes to pensions. A lot of great stuff for the groundwork there. We're going to get into then some important things to know before you retire, and of course, the importance when it comes to choosing, if you do have a pension, making those choices and what to understand and some of the areas that you definitely want to investigate. We're going to talk with CJ and Malia about that in just a moment. Also, if you've got a question, we would love to have you join us this morning on the show. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310 to get on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Their website at Kloss Financial, it is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Take your call next to continue our conversation with CJ and Malia as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Fantastic website. Fantastic telephone number, 608-442-5637. You say, Sean, how can a phone number be fantastic? I'll tell you why. Because there's no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. If you've got a question right now, we'd love to have you join us. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking pensions this week with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. So what should I know then before I retire when it comes to pension choices that may be offered, Malia?
Yeah, this is a really important question. And CJ brought up a great point. We spend a lot of time trying to kind of get into the cobwebs of your head when we sit down with you to ask, really, did you have a job in the past that potentially produced a pension when you go to retire that will produce a pension? And usually people are pretty sharp on this. They're like, no, I only worked at two places. They had this plan. They had this plan. It's like, all is good. Many times people had four or five jobs, and they honestly, they know they put money in, but they don't really know how it would come out someday. So I recently had a client walk in and they said, hey, Malia, I got this piece of paper in the mail and I don't quite understand it. Well, effectively, the company had kept track of where the person lived and saw that they were 65 and they actually had a benefit coming to them in the tune of $2,000 per month now that they hit age 65. So this was $2,000 of income, better than a bill in the mail, right? $2,000 of income that we hadn't accounted for that they now have coming in, $24,000 a year outside of Social Security, outside of investments. So is really, really important to make sure you know where you squirreled away those dollars. So always a blessing when you find out something like that. So yes, when you go to retire and you are vested in a pension plan, you're going to have to usually choose how you want to receive those pension benefits. So again, the traditional pension plan is designed to provide you with what we would call a steady stream of income once you retire. That's why your pension benefits are normally paid in the form of lifetime monthly benefits. Well, we're going to tell you some choices here in just a second. But what we're seeing more increasingly happen is employers, especially if they're tiny little pension benefits, like $200 a month or something like that, we're seeing employers making available to their employees a one-time payment for all or a portion of the pension. So you want to be aware of choices like that. We call that a lump sum payout option. Might not be the right choice for you, but it's important to be aware that that might even exist. Essentially, the companies want to get these smaller pension requirements off their books. So we're, like I said, we're seeing more and more of that. But what you need to remember is that once you sign the paperwork, the agreement is usually, not always, but usually irrevocable from that day forward. So be careful studying the numerous distribution plan choices because you want to make sure that the one that you choose actually fits your financial needs. So generally speaking, we see five different options of pension choices. There could be other ones, but these are the most important ones we see. First one is single life. That choice usually has the highest monthly payout. You're going to get the highest dollars per month coming out that you would receive. But what you need to remember is this payout ends when you pass away. So there's no residual that's going to go to a spouse or estate. So again, single life usually has the highest monthly payout. Oftentimes, we have clients who are married, and so essentially you are excluding that person from eventually maybe getting a portion of your benefit. So many times there has to be a sign off that you've chosen that. You can't just do it independently. But you want to be very, very careful that you understand the other sources of income that will affect your household should you pass away. The second common choice we see is 50% joint and survivor. So you are taking a lower monthly benefit now, but upon your death, your surviving spouse will get 50% of your current benefit. We often see that's a very common choice for people because they want to make sure their spouse still has some kind of income coming from their pension that they worked for many, many years to collect. The third one we see is 100% joint and survivor. So this is usually a lower amount of benefit now, but upon your death, your surviving spouse will get the same benefit. So let's say you're getting $1,000 a month on 100% joint and survivor. They're going to continue getting the same thing after you pass away. So again, that gives us predictability, what your income is going to look like, whether you're here or not. Obviously, that's important if we're talking about Social Security benefits, because when one spouse passes, only the highest amount continues to be paid out with Social Security benefits. So effectively, you're losing a big portion of income in your household. And the other choices would be life with 10 years certain. That payment's guaranteed to be paid out for a minimum of 10 years. It will continue as long as you live. But if you die prior to the 10 years, payments can continue through the year 10. And then again, we see lump sums being an option, not always. But a lump sum, you could take out the entire amount that's offered and possibly roll that into your IRA. So we would say that offers you the most flexibility oftentimes because you get to choose your investments that your IRA is allocated into. And it also allows you to determine how much income you'll need on a monthly basis. And then upon your death, the remaining amount of the value goes to your beneficiaries. But you want to make sure you clearly understand every single pension choice and how it'll affect you. I also want to mention about inflation. People ask about pensions and inflation. So your benefits may or may not be adjusted for inflation from those pensions. The National Association of State Retirement Administrators, they estimate that 75% of pensions sponsored by state or local governments will provide some cost of living increases. However, private pensions often don't. So you want to be aware that pension payments generally are fixed, especially in the private sector. They're fixed, meaning that inflation can actually eat away at the value of those payments going forward. So tread carefully, make sure you understand what your choices are, and sit down with a professional to make sure you don't hit the wrong box.
A really nice feature and a great blessing to have, but you really want to make sure that you mentioned, Malia, tread
Absolutely.
Carefully. And these are big time decisions that oftentimes you mentioned can once made, they're made. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. So CJ, so if I'm offered a lump sum option on my pension, should I be considering taking that?
Possibly. So here's the concept I want everybody to keep in their brains as we start talking about taking a lump sum or not taking a lump sum. And again, what we're talking about here are these defined benefit pension plans. Whenever you hear defined benefit, just think of yourselves, think of it through the lens of, well, the benefit is the monthly income. It's a defined benefit. Therefore, that's the income stream. That's synonymous with pension. And then when you think defined contribution, think, well, I know how much I'm putting in, but I don't know how much I'm getting out. That's a 401k, 403b, 457 plan, so on and so forth. But what we're talking about here is these defined benefit, these defined known monthly amount pension plans will sometimes say, hey, do you want us to treat this more like a 401k plan and just give you your money and leave? And sometimes people will go, no, No, because you're trying to get away with something. They're actually not, by the way. They're taking average life expectancy and creating what's called a discounted present value of that number and giving you the total amount. What they're trying to do is get the future liability of you living too long off their laps. So that's one concept I want you to keep in your brain. Why is the employer offering this to me if it wasn't offered before? Because they're trying to get the what's called discounted to present value of all the future income streams, lump sum, using your average life expectancy to get that risk off their lap. Therefore, it would be normal to say, if I have a lot of longevity in my genes, I might not want to do that. So that brings a second concept. Whenever you're evaluating pensions, you need to look at something called an IRR, an internal rate of return. Now, anybody who's good with a calculator, financial calculator, a good financial advisor, a good CFA or CFP should be able to run a calculation for you on what's called this IRR. And this is the basis for lump sum pension decisions. The IRR is what we call a hurdle rate. The idea is, hey, if I'm going to take this lump sum and I'm going to generate the same monthly income that the pension was going to provide to me, how much return do I need to get in order to run this thing to zero by the time I die? Because that's what they were going to do for me. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So if I was going to get $2,000 a month, but instead I take a $400,000 lump sum, how much return do I need to get between now and my expected death age in order to run it to zero at that time? Because that's what the pension was going to do for me. This is known as the IRR or the hurdle rate. And this is how good advisors will make decisions on this. Sometimes that IRR will be really large, especially when there's like a cost of living adjustment inside of the pension. Sometimes that IRR will be quite low, to where you go, oh my goodness, my hurdle rate, quote unquote, is 3% if I live to average life expectancy. Like, I'm pretty comfortable that I can do that investing on my own over time. So here's these are the concepts, but I would say be aware of the risks of longevity. What a pension does really, really well is it eliminates for you what's called longevity risk, also known as living too long. If you live too long, 90, 100, 105, which we're seeing people living longer, if that happens to you, you will love your pension, right? Because that's just $2,000 a month that shows up no matter how long you live. If you live a shorter period of time in retirement, well, my goodness, you're going to wish you had taken the lump sum, because now when you die, at least there's something left over for your beneficiaries. Most pensions, if you take it on a single life basis, or if you and your spouse die in a common accident, there's going to be nothing left over. Even if you die 5 years after retiring, nothing left over. So let me summarize. In the lump sum decision, it is significantly more complicated than the average person believes. However, a good financial advisor in about a 20-minute conversation with you should be able to encompass the different variables, give you different hurdle rates, talk about your life expectancy and mortality risk, and then come up with a good decision.
Fantastic stuff this week, as always, from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. We'll, of course, do the Kloss quiz question week coming up in the next segment. Also, you may be wondering, what about taxes? We'll get some details from CJ and Malia and do the Kloss quiz. Quiz question of the week next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Talking this week about pensions and Malia, what happens when I start taking those distributions from my pensions? Would I have to pay taxes? What do we need to know?
So that's an important thing. Sometimes yes. people are surprised. They start the pensions and come January of the next year, they don't understand why there's taxes due. And so we'll just point out that most pension benefits are federally taxable. So right out of the gate, when you begin taking pension income, you'll need to determine if you should have taxes withheld from those pension payments. Many people think about this for their Social Security, but sometimes they tune out for their pension payments, which obviously many times can be even larger than Social Security. So it's best that you plan on paying taxes on any pension income you're going to receive. Try to do that when you set up the original original paperwork because it's easier to get it done on the front end than go back in and adjust it. But there may be exceptions. So sometimes after-tax money may have been contributed into the pension, so a portion may be tax-free. Sometimes with pensions paid due to a disability, a portion of that benefit may be tax-free. So there's always exceptions, but generally from a federal level, most are federally taxable. Now, when we start discussing state income taxability, it does matter where you live. So many of our listeners in the state of Wisconsin should know that income from retirement accounts, including pensions, or distributions from IRAs or 401ks are fully taxable at rates ranging from 3.5 to 7.65%. So that's most pensions. However, income from a government pension, for example, with the Wisconsin retirement system, is not taxable. So you have to understand your specific situation. You know, interesting to note, you know, Social Security is not taxed in Wisconsin or Illinois. So you want to understand what will be taxable for that income coming to your door every single year and what you might need to withhold from. Whereas state of Illinois income from pensions and distributions from IRAs and 401ks and TSP plans, those are not taxable. So maybe you need to shift and retire to Illinois, you know, across the border for different reasons. And there's also states that if you're getting a pension retirement, you might prefer to live in, aside from Illinois, where pension income is not taxed. So there's about 14 of those. Look up to see the city, or I should say the state that you live in, to find out if that's going to be taxed.
I did see Hawaii's on that list.
There you go. Yeah, so, high cost of living, but you might save some taxes.
Yeah, exactly. I think one of the things, Malia, too, a lot of folks wonder is, can a pension plan be terminated, or is that protected, or what do we need to know in that area?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And we do talk about, you know, a couple shows ago about guarantees, and people do want to hear about protection. So if your employer offers a pension, they can decide to terminate it. And in those situations, your accrued benefit usually becomes frozen, which means that you will get it whether you've whatever you've earned up to that point, but you usually can't accumulate any additional pension income. But with regards to protection, typically pensions are insured by the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation, otherwise known as PBGC. So that's a federal agency created by the Employment Retirement Income Security Act. Many people refer to it as ERISA. That came out in 1974. And that helps protect pension benefits in the private sector defined benefit plans. In the event your company declares bankruptcy or can't make its payments, it's a very important program that exists. And unfortunately, we have seen private pensions many times not pay as much as they had promised. But hopefully, with the help of this guarantee, you will be guaranteed your full benefit. So if you want to find out guarantee limits, go to pbgc.gov to check and find out how your pension plan might be covered.
Important website there. Another important website, KLAAS Financial.com. That's KLAAS, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at KLAAS Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the KLAAS Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the KLAAS Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the KLAAS Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. 402-5637. If you are the first call, the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. Which pension option usually provides the highest monthly payout? Is it a single life or is it a 50% joint and survivor option? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Best Buy. And again, that's Claus Financial's office right here in Madison. Their number 608-442-5637 and the website ClausFinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. CJ, Malia, it's always great chatting with both of you guys. Enjoy this most beautiful of days.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Roz White with Tina, the Tina Turner musical. It's going to be at the Overture Center. She'll be joining us next here on 1310 WIBA.